Every time they look at the Treasury Department, it seems as if federal auditors find new controls that need attention. Otherwise, the consolidated financial statements Treasury prepares for the federal government might not be all that reliable. Don Simpson is the acting director for financial management and assurance issues at the Government Accountability Office. She talked with Tom Temin about GAO's latest findings with respect to Treasury.
The Treasury's responsibility is to prepare the government-wide consolidated financial statements, and it uses data submitted by over 150 federal entities that are part of that larger government-wide entity. And so it needs to accumulate financial amounts from these many different entities. And so Treasury has systems to collect that data from the federal entities, and then it needs to be able to know that all of that data that it has collected is being transferred to the specific tool that Treasury uses to actually prepare the statement. And so Treasury has a reconciliation process to show that, but we found that improvements were needed to effectively ensure that all of that data was being transferred.
And what is the nature of this data that is being transferred?
It's a financial amount that are presented, you know, at the agency level. They are then taking their amounts from their agency records and submitting them to Treasury for consolidation. And so these range from all your financial statement amounts from your assets, such as equipment, property, to liabilities, to costs and revenues. It's all financial amounts that an entity would have at its level that need to then come up to the consolidated level.
But it sounds as if the data doesn't go directly into the tool. It comes somewhere else in Treasury, and then Treasury puts it in the tool?
Right. So the first step is they have to collect the data, and they have two systems that do that. And then they need to make sure that they then take all of that data that's been collected to actually put it into a tool that allows Treasury to format that data into the presentation that is needed at the consolidated level.
So the danger is they could leave something out, or I suppose they could put something in twice, too, if they're not careful.
Right. So that is the purpose of a reconciliation, is to ensure that complete and accurate data is being transferred to the next place.
And the other weakness or control that you found that had a deficiency was determining whether user accounts already exist before recertifying those accounts. I guess the danger is that people would have more than one account to access federal financial systems.
Right. So the systems that are used to collect the data from the many federal entities, we found that users had more than one account on those systems and with potentially incompatible roles, which meant that a user could have not only the ability to process data, but also to make changes to data. And so when you have potentially incompatible roles, there is the risk of inappropriate access, and which then could lead to errors in the financial statement.
And that's control that you would need for anybody in accounting, that you can't pass muster over something you have done, for example.
This is a standard type control to make sure that the access that you're giving to your users is appropriate.
Finding these two deficiencies, does that mean that GAO cannot render an opinion on the accuracy of the consolidated financial statements?
So these two control deficiencies contribute to larger, what we term material weaknesses in internal control. And these are control problems of great significance. And as it relates to the preparation processes for the consolidated financial statement, we have reported for many years three material weaknesses in internal control. And these material weaknesses, as well as other material weaknesses, do in part lead to us not being able to provide an opinion on the financial statements.
We're speaking with Don Simpson, Acting Director for Financial Management and Assurance Issues at the Government Accountability Office. So does that mean that these longstanding issues are still there in the latest report?
Yes, that is correct. In our February 2016 report on the U.S. government's consolidated financial statements for fiscal year 2015, we did report these three material weaknesses related to the processes for preparing the statements, and we have been reporting these material weaknesses for several years.
I mean, we could go over them, but they're pretty detailed, and you have to be an accountant, I think, to fully understand them. But I guess the basic question is, why doesn't Treasury, do you think, what do they tell you when you present this with them and they know they've got to fix it?
So what we found during fiscal year 2015 is we found the two new control deficiencies, but we also found that we were able to close five of our prior year recommendations in this area as well. So there are continuing control deficiencies that contribute to these material weaknesses, but we did see progress on the part of the Department of Treasury and the Office of Management and Budget in resolving existing control deficiencies.
I mean, this is the same department that puts the pressure tests on banks to see if they can hold up. So it seems like they need to be able to pass a pressure test also.
The Department of Treasury and the Office of Management and Budget in the last couple of years have developed more detailed corrective action plans on how to resolve these material weaknesses and internal control. And by the fact of them being able to implement corrective actions for us to close five recommendations this past year, we are seeing commitment on the part of Treasury and OMB to make progress on these material weaknesses.
Now, most of the federal departments, maybe with the exception of the Defense Department, have been able to get clean financial audits. Does this somehow relate to their being able to report properly up to Treasury for a consolidated government-wide document?
Information coming from the agencies to the Department of Treasury for consolidation does need to be reliable. And so it is needed for the federal agencies to be able to produce reliable financial statements that then Treasury can consolidate.
So this all travels right down to the basic transaction level, and it's got to stay accurate all the way up to the $1 trillion or so that the executive branch spends.
The Department of Treasury is relying on the federal entity reported data and its reliability when it's a preparer of the consolidated financial statement.
Dawn Simpson is the acting director for financial management and assurance issues at the Government Accountability Office. You can read more and share this interview with colleagues at federalnewsradio.com/federaldrive. Just click share with friends.